It's 8:50, and we have our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its crop progress ratings for the week ending July 22nd. They look like this for corn. The national crop rated 62% good to excellent. That's 2% lower than last week. Illinois comes in at 81% good to excellent, an improvement of 4% over a week ago. For soybeans, the national crop is rated 61% good to excellent. That's a drop of 1% from a week ago. For Illinois, the crop is 78% good to excellent, an improvement of 2% from last week. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called fully steady to firm on expectations of continued good buying interest from packers. Terminals are called steady to $1 higher, with top prices from $47 to $50. Peoria called steady to 50 cents higher today, with a top price of $47. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, July 23rd, negotiated swine purchases were 14,893. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 63.49 to 72.97. The weighted average, 67.91, a gain of 14 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.21 to $57, the weighted average, $53.38. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,762, the base price range, $63 to $75, the weighted average, $71, a gain of $2.34 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.54 to $57.50, and the weighted average was $53.51. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, it is Tuesday, and they will be out assessing the ground moisture conditions across the U.S. today, and there's likely to be very little change across the Midwest, maybe northwestern portions of the corn-soybean belt, just a little bit drier, and again, that's an area that's been dry for the last couple months. Haven't had a good precipitation event in that area. It does look like they will have chances for some scattered showers. Well, they do have a little bit of very light rain right now in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. It will not be an event that covers the entire area, but a cold front's expected by the second half of the week, actually pushing across the upper Midwest on Wednesday. That could bring some scattered showers to the area. Again, it's been so very dry there that will be of little help, but it does sort of, well, it does add a little bit of moisture to the soil, so it's not going to hurt anything. Corn Belt weather, again, not looking very not very hostile this week. Temperatures not excessively warm, with the exception of in the far western stretches of the corn and soybean producing states. Rainfall will occur periodically, and that will benefit crop development. Much of the precipitation relatively light, leaving some of the northwestern corn belt still looking for that greater rain. In China, the crop weather will also be pretty benign this week. Some east-central portions of China will continue getting more rain than desired. Northeastern China will dry down for a while, and there will be increasing talk about dryness in the Heilongjiang region. Rain will be needed there in about a week to head off any threat to the production in that area. Southeastern Europe and the southwestern CIS dryland summer crops continue to be stressed by extremely hot, dry conditions for a while. A large boost in precipitation is needed there, but nothing is showing up to indicate that it will come to that area. There will be a little bit of a cool down during the midweek, with warm weather expected shortly thereafter. In the southern hemisphere, Australia's western canola crops have benefited from some light rain, and additional rain is needed over the upcoming week. Canada's southwestern canola has lost some production potential, and the trend will continue until greater rain falls there. I'm going to quickly look at the wheat areas. Some areas in the south, southern plains, thunderstorms confined to a small area of the northern and southern portion of the region, and on the northern plains, very hot weather stressing the immature spring wheat, but does favor the winter wheat harvest and initial harvesting efforts for the spring-sown small grains there. In the south, scattered showers dot the southern Appalachians area from Texas to Florida. Rain will continue to provide the southeastern drought relief, but remains detrimental to portions of Texas due to the excessively wet conditions there. And just looking at the map right now, scattered showers in the southeastern U.S. and through Florida, and scattered thunderstorms in central Texas moving to the north and east. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 609 and a quarter, up a quarter. Last trade up 17 and a quarter. December, 625 down a quarter. Last trade up 16 and a quarter. September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 622 and three quarters, up 2.5. Last trade up 17 and a quarter. December, 638, up a half. Last trade up 16 and a half. May, 631, up 7. Last trade up 10 and a half. September corn opened at 311 and a half, up 1 and a half. Last trade up 4. December, 328 and a quarter, up 2 and 3 quarters. Last trade up 4 and a quarter. July, 363, up 1 and a half. Last trade up 4. August beans opened at 818, up 1 and 3 quarters. Last trade up 5 and 3 quarters. November, 845 and a quarter, up 4 and a half. Last trade up 6 and a quarter. January, 857, up a quarter. Last trade up 4 and 3 quarters. March, 869, up a quarter. Last trade up 3 and a half. August soybean meal opened at 216.50, up 210. Last trade up 110. August soybean oil opened at 36.80, up 13. Last trade up 42. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing well. Overnight, lead option September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade came just 11 cents from its contract high. Can we see follow-through today off of that strong overnight showing?
I think we will. The European wheat situation is a big mess. They're maybe a dollar higher than we are, and it's caused the wheat here to really take off.
Yesterday, modest grain gains at the Chicago Board of Trade, and the wheat couldn't support corn or bean prices. Does the sharp run-up you anticipate today support them?
I think it'll help a little bit. I think we're a little bit oversold for this time of year in the corn and the beans, but we still have had great weather and no weather worries. So wheat is going to go on its own, but it should help support a little bit.
Taking a look at the ratings from overnight, from yesterday from NAS, we see that in Minnesota they dropped the corn rating by 13% from a week ago. All those numbers, of course, available at our website at willag.org. Click on the USDA report link. Trade a little surprised by this?
I think the trade was, and I don't know why, because, you know, they know that it didn't rain in Minnesota. They know that Missouri has had poor rains. They know that Kansas has had poor rains. And, you know, I'm surprised they thought it was going up. Illinois got really good rains. Eastern Iowa did, and parts of western Indiana. But otherwise, nobody really got good rains in that last rainfall.
In fact, Iowa remained flat from a week ago on their corn ratings.
Yeah, it's better in the east and worse in the west.
Yeah.
But Minnesota's our number three state every year. They're worse. Kansas is in the top eight. They're worse. Colorado's worse. Missouri's worse. The Dakotas are worse. Indiana improved because a little bit on this side. But Ohio, I don't know where Ohio went, but Ohio has got some really bad areas too.
All right, then what about the calls this morning over
calls
at the board?
Calls this morning are 5 to 8 higher on the soybeans, 3 to 5 higher on the corn, and 15 to 19 higher on the wheat. I think commercials were in buying late, filling needs. We've got people from around the world looking at our stuff as being cheap right now and looking at making some more purchases.
Is wheat from the U.S. the only game in town at this point?
I'd say it is right now, the only game in town here. for grains.
Turn your attention to the Merck.
Merck, we're still looking at mixed prices in both cattle and hogs. The rumors about China's hog fiasco, anywhere from, we're hearing up to 100 million hogs with disease that won't be around. They have a 500 million hog head operation. That's 20%. Most people think that's a huge exaggeration. I've heard realistic numbers of 5 to 10 million, but I no one really knows. But that should help support pork, and the cattle are hanging in there okay, too.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.